It is time to be joined by Mike Arturi. He is here in the studio. We were just saying it's been a month since I've seen you.
I know. It went by fast.
It really did go by fast. We always look forward to having you come in the studio once a month. We just do a nice little conversation and revolving around music, because obviously we enjoy music, the industries we're both in. And so the topic today, it's kind of funny. You try to be politically correct, and you know what? I think I'm just going to cut right to it. Don't be afraid to suck at something, right?
That's right.
Yeah. Sometimes it's scary to not be good at something, especially something new, and you're here to tell us to not be afraid.
Absolutely. I think it's a really important thing to focus on, you know, and you know, if we say, I don't know if it was okay to say suck, you know, but I guess it is, because you did it. So.
Yeah, why not?
but that's, you know, that's temporary. You know, that's a momentary thing, you know. So, I talk a lot here about music and musicians and speak out to musicians, but this can apply to anything in life, you know. For instance, you know, I'm a lifelong drummer. You know, I've been playing the drums my whole life, and I've gotten myself up to a very high level of proficiency on the drums. But I'm a really, you know, like maybe in a couple of years, I'll be up to sucking on the guitar, and I've been trying to play it for 10 years, you know. So, you know, everybody can't be great at everything, you know. But I understand this process, and I don't mind not being great on the guitar yet, you know, and I don't even aspire to be great on it, you know. What I wanted to do in my life is be a tool, you know, for me to write songs with, and just to be able to play an instrument that has what they call fixed pitches, you know. Drums, you can't necessarily play a song on the drums, you know, but I can play a song on a guitar, you
sure,
know.
So right.
that's all I really want to get out of it, you know. But with, you know, with musicians or anything else you're trying in life, there's a couple of things. There's a couple of sides to this, you know. One being, first, you have to be careful about the situations you put yourself in. You know, I'm a great networker and a great salesman for myself, you know, so I've gotten myself into situations that were basically over my head and I had no real business being in musically, you know.
Sure.
But I thought, maybe I'm okay, you know, maybe I could play this stuff, you know. But I got in there with the guys that really speak these certain musical languages, and my suspicion was always confirmed that I had no business being there, you know. So I learned through that to be careful, you know, what you present yourself to, you know, so you don't want to hurt yourself. But those things did illustrate to me areas that I need improvement on, but more so, and or equally, areas that I could decide if this is something I really want to commit the time into developing in my own development. I don't aspire to be a jazz fusion drummer, you know. I understand it. Clearly, I like it. I can make it function, but it's not my goal, you know, to be that type of a drummer.
Right.
So I invested enough of myself into it, you know, to get myself to a level where I understand it and I can make it function, you know. But to take it into a realm where I could really speak that language is a whole different commitment. So I decided that I wanted to just go to a certain level with it, you know, and I was okay with that. So some of these situations, you know, where you might find yourself with your face turning red, you know, are really okay, because they can help you and tell you, you know, where, again, an area that you might need to improve, but equally, do you choose to improve in that area? So, and the other side of this coin, you know, that I want to share with everybody is that don't be afraid of it, because you do what you do at that point in your life right now, you know, whatever second this is and whatever day this is and whatever, you know, stars and moons are lining up right now. We are what we are right now, you know, and that's an honest thing, you know. So the way you play right now, go and play that way, you know, and speak, you know, your voice and play that way, you know, and then decide, you know, where it leads you. You know, is it good enough? If it's not, if it's something you wish you could do certain things better in that, you know, in that realm, work on those things. You know, if you decide that this is, you know, I can play this, I can make this music function, or I can make the, you know, I can play hockey good enough, or I can play baseball good enough, you know, to what, you know. So that's kind of what I wanted to share, you know. So it isn't about being okay to be haphazard and not and stink at something. You know, I mean, it's okay to not be great at it. You know,
yeah,
that's my
absolutely.
That's the point I'm trying to make.
Yep, and honestly, you just need to have the courage to not be good at something too. You know,
absolutely.
Because eventually, if you give it some time, you're going to improve. So
definitely,
you just got to give it the time and take the courage to go through it.
Yeah, so. And you'll learn what it's all about on
right.
the way. You know, how many times do we sit there and go, "Oh, I wish I would have done this," or "I wish I would have developed," or "I should have done this a million." I have students, all kinds of adult students at Universal Music Center that I wish I would have done this when I was 14. You know, and I tell them. Why do you wish that? You know, you're doing it now.
Yeah, be
you know,
happy you're at you're least doing it now.
You're having the same experience now as you would have had when you were 14,
That's
so enjoy
true.
It.
Yeah, and don't be too hard on yourself
yeah.
for waiting. Absolutely. Excellent. Well, Mike Arturia, the founder of Universal Music Center and also the drummer of Love and Spoonful, joining us here live in the studio on Classic Hits K-Wing 106, and we look forward to you coming in November.
Absolutely. Thank you.